We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Berlone and Fourier,
live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida,
is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewards.
Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey
and How's Lubricator.
Back here on OMF, and JD Martinez joins us. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. It's been a wild offseason. Players out of here, investigations by the league, investigations to the Red Sox, and you're coming to camp just trying to do what you normally do. Is this a normal start of camp, or is this a little bit different?
It's been a little different, but I don't know. I feel like the last three spring trainings coming into camp, there's always been some kind of story to write about free agent signing late and what's going to happen, and now this. It's like it's kind of just been like an ongoing thing every time, so it's kind of becoming kind of the norm. You're kind of waiting for the next big story coming into camp almost.
You know, one of the guys that's out of here is Mookie Betts, and yeah, he's one of the best players in the game. I know you two are pretty close. I think you guys like enjoy talking hitting. Is it going to be strange not having him around? Or
it is. You know, he's kind of like my little sidekick.
Yeah.
Just kind of follow everywhere, and it was good just because we always just, I don't know, talked about ideas and, you know, ways we'd attack pitchers and what we're trying to look for and stuff like that. And it was almost like a little, say, like tag team duo off of a pitcher, whoever it was that day, and how we're going to try to beat him.
Was that because you guys just, you could trust the other guy's intel, right? Because I you know, maybe you talk to Mookie and he's telling you something. You're like, yeah, I trust that you see it the right way, as opposed to somebody else, or maybe you haven't built up enough goodwill equity as far as their, you know, requests and, you know, what they see. Is that a big part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I came here in 2018, Mookie really didn't quite understand, I would say, like, what's good and what's bad and what's a good game plan and what's a bad game plan type deal. And I think by, like, probably like a month into the season, when he started catching on to kind of like everything that I was talking to him about, like game planning and stuff like that, and then he started coming back. Because at first it started off with like, hey JD, this is your guy. Like, Alex called me in the office, he goes, you need to get this guy to hit.
Like, talking about Mookie.
And I was like, all right. So we kind of just told Mookie, hey, I want you to hang around with JD. And then we became really good friends. And once, I would say like probably like 2 months into the season, he really started catching on to like the plans and what we're trying to do and what swings to take off certain guys and stuff like that. And then so all of a sudden we just started feeding off each other, and it was like, hey Jay, what do you got on this guy? I think this and that. Hey, and then Mookie would go up, be like, do you like that plan? He goes, yeah, but just be careful because he's going to do this, you know, the ball kind of does this a little bit. Oh, okay, so you would say more here. Yeah, perfect. And then we kind of just feed off each other and just continue to grow.
Lou's trying to educate us on what a baseball player does to try to get an edge out there, you know? And
who
stealing,
did?
Lou does.
Okay.
And stealing signs has always been a big part of it. I don't think banging the side of trash cans has ever been a big part of it. I don't know how you guys didn't, and people didn't figure it out, because now when we go back and look at the video, I mean, you've seen some of it. You hear the trash cans, yeah. You sit there and go, if I'm in the stands, I'm telling somebody to shut up. You know, I want to watch the freaking game.
Yeah.
And they're pounding the trash can.
No, I hear you. Obviously, that's like, when I found out about that, I was kind of thrown back by it. I was like, really? You know, everybody was like, that's definitely crossing the line. I think everybody knows it. You know, it's, I think it's one of those things where, I mean, I don't know what you do when you're in that situation. You tell them to stop. I mean, that's a, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like.
Well, Farquhar stepped off the line.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was in the outfield. I never heard it.
Yeah.
You know, cause you're out there. I mean, that was in 17, I believe. So I was with, I was in the outfield, and then I think I got traded to Arizona. So I think we played them one time, but when we played them, I was in the outfield, so I never really heard it.
Yeah.
But.
So I'm amazed because that is going really overboard. But there's an investigation going on with you guys right now, and we don't know what they're going to find. You guys seem to be pretty confident they're not going to find anything. But do you feel any pressure at all that the commissioner's got to do something right now because of the PR that exists in the game? Are you worried as a hitter, a guy who's a student of the game, that they may take away your video privileges? You may not be able to go in between at-bats right now, and that may change the game dramatically.
100%. You know, obviously I'm worried about them taking away the video. For me, I think just for everyone too. I think the younger guys are kind of scared to say anything because they're not really, you know, a voice or whatever. For me, I'll speak up for them because they all come to me and they go, hey, what's going on with this, right? And I was like, I mean, this. Well, people, I think what people don't understand, the commissioner as well, is that the game has evolved. You know, it's no longer that, oh, he's a natural born hitter type deal anymore. It's not, because you have so many weaknesses. Now they have computers that's combating hitters. You know, they spit out the data, spits out what a certain hitter doesn't like, what spin rate, what release point, what type of pitcher. It's not no longer, hey, this guy doesn't like sliders or this guy doesn't like fastball. No, it goes beyond that now. So the natural hitter to me is exposed. He's going to get open, I think. So now guys rely on this more analytic way of looking at things and hitting. And I mean, you got to think, when I was in the minors, I had video in the minor leagues. You know, that was 2009, that was 2010. So all of a sudden you're going to take away this piece of technology, this thing that's comfort that players have grown up with, and you're just going to take it away from them. I think you're going to set a lot of hitters and a lot of the league into kind of like a shock almost, where like, what's going to go on? And, you know, for me, at the other side of it too, you got to look at it from a PR standpoint too, is all it's going to take is one guy going 0-for-12 to go back on, you know, do one of these interviews and just rip the system, rip the commissioner, and all of a sudden you're opening up the wound that you're trying to stitch up, and you're back to talking about it all over again. You know, and I think it's the same thing. If a pitcher goes out there and gives it up and can't look at his, you know, release or whatever, stuff like that, it's just going to be an ongoing thing. And I think it's just throwing fuel in the fire, in a sense, I think, you know, my point of view. I think there's a way to combat it. You know, you can – I know for a fact there's a way to say, hey, if that's what you're worried about, then whoever's recording it can't record before the signs are given. You record after the signs are given, and that's it. And then MLB, oh, we don't feel like you're doing that? Okay, well, here's the at-bat system. Sit down and look through them, and you can see it. But I think the commissioner just needs to My point of view is you need to get educated on that system to understand why and how and stuff like that, not just take it from other people. I think he really needs to dive in and see which ways he could do this, because I think doing that is a little ridiculous.
See, I want to go back to a little bit of, like, the anger you're hearing, and I've been saying this for a couple of days. Kevin Pillar was just talking about it itself. There's a huge difference between just kind of taking signs from second with a man on second and what they were doing with nobody on, man on first, man on third. What do you think of that?
100%. 100%. You know, it's not even fair.
Yeah.
You're doing that. You know, pitchers, nobody's even aware of it. You have a guy on second base, everyone's aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows, okay, they're probably trying to steal signs. That's what you're taught to do since you're a kid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And for them to take it to that extreme, and for a team not even be able to defend that, in a sense, not knowing, I think, is way, way, way too much. It's bad. It's embarrassing. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you got to look in the mirror at the end of the day.
So I don't know if you heard what Ian Kinsler said the other day. He's out in San Diego. I think he talked about how when he came over to you guys, he's like, you guys had it, man. And, you know, he's like, there was nothing illegal going on. I remember you talked about the other day about Alex Cora coming over and saying he never brought anything.
Never.
You guys according to Kinsler, you guys had it pat. Like, you guys were good. You know, you did your research. You knew before a game. It wasn't like doing things during the game. And when you said the other day, it's hard for people to believe that Alex Cora, who was in the middle of Houston, came to Boston and didn't bring anything. People just say, well, of course he did, right? But you said the other day, I think it was, I'll take a lie detector test.
Yeah, you could put me on any lie detector. You could put me on anything. Alex Cora never influenced us or never told us about that thing. The only way I ever found out was towards in the playoffs was when, you know, Fires, kind of, he's a really good friend of mine. He reached out to me. He's like, hey, just make sure that you're doing this because this is what these guys are doing in the playoffs. And I was like, what? I was like, how is this a thing?
Yeah.
And then I mentioned it to Alex, and he kind of told me about the whole system and everything like that. But, I mean, that was kind of why, like, he was – it was so crazy because he was so relaxed going into that those playoff games because he knew
how to You guys were ready for it.
Yeah, we were ready for it.
But he's really good. He's always been really good. Yeah. That doesn't mean he's not helping you maybe pick things up maybe the right way, right?
No, he was 100%. He was amazing at picking up things the right way. He really was. I mean, these guys here, I mean, the guys that we have, they're so good at every little thing. I mean, any kind of hiccup, they'll find it type thing. But – Never. You can put me on any detector you want. I'll volunteer it, you know? And that never happened here.
So you just sort of sit there, because we were talking about this the other day, you know, the commissioners having these second interviews. You ever sit there and say, what are you looking at? Because I was on that team. I know what we did.
100%. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where I don't understand it. You know, obviously I've talked, I've given my side of it, and, you know, they heard me. So, I mean, I guess we're just kind of waiting, I guess, to see what happens.
Yeah.
So do you know, so I have a theory that, first of all, there's a lot of anger from other players directed at the Houston Astros, and it seems like they're not happy with the most important aspect of this is that the players were not punished. And I don't think it's ever going to go away because somehow there needs to be some sort of penalty associated with the players who admitted that they were doing this whole system. Do you think there would be a chance that the players' union and Manfred would get together and say, listen, maybe we underestimated the anger that would be associated with this. Now let's go back and punish them a certain amount of games. If they asked you to vote on that, would you say yes to punishing the players? If it had to come to a vote, like a player rep vote or a vote amongst the players,
tough.
Would you
it's
vote for them
situation.
To be punished?
And I think that's where it kind of people, like, you know, the other day when I did my interview, they kind of misinterpreted what I said, saying that I think it's a little too much or whatever. I don't know, that's what the headline said, but that's not what I meant at all.
Mm-hmm.
I meant, and what I was trying to say was, is that I think it's, I don't know how to word this without getting my words twisted here,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's, I think it's in a sense, it's, I'm happier that it got out. And that it's now become, it's come to light so that the MLB can protect against it. Because I think if he didn't grant immunity and he didn't say anything like that, it wouldn't have came to light.
Yeah.
So therefore it's like people are outraged and they want to go after the players and this and that. And I understand it, rightfully so. I mean, if you're any guys in the Yankees, if you're any guys on the Dodgers, like, you know.
Well, this team here, 17.
Yeah, and 17, the way, I mean, Chris Sale, when he got lit up in the playoffs, like Chris Sale doesn't get hit like that. But, like, back to what I'm saying is that if it
so
wasn't
you're okay
if
with
it
no
wasn't
penalty.
For the immunity, I think
you
there was
count out.
I think they had to give something to get something.
So you're so okay. So
you know?
So my opinion. So based on that, that seems
like
reasonable. Then, but there's still all this anger. It's
of
like
course.
It's not enough
because I think it's people just thinking more emotionally than I think logically in a sense.
Yeah.
In a way, I mean, do I agree? Do I think they should be punished? Yeah. You know, obviously they were the ones doing it. They were the ones. Going up there with a plate, they were the ones hitting the players weren't. Alex Cora wasn't. That's like me saying, hey, you should go rob that bank, and then you go rob it. Like, am I
it's
the
a
one?
Wiggy analogy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's, you know, it's just like, you're
it's
the one doing
now.
It.
Yeah.
You know, so do I agree? Yeah, they should be. But do I understand why he didn't? 100%. Because if you said, hey, here's one or the other, you pick, I'd rather have the game get cleaned up and these guys, you know, get away than not, and then it kind of still be going on. At least now we know that the commissioner is, you know, there's punishment now. I mean, that's the other thing is about the whole thing. I think it's almost, in a sense, overkill, getting rid of the video. Because if you're telling me that you don't think pitchers are now aware of this whole situation and are not going to go out there and protect their signs and do everything possible to switch up the signs, you're not a competitor.
Then it's on them.
That's on, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're a competitor. You know you're going to go out there. People know that. If I'm pitching, I'm changing my signs every other pitch just to be safe because it's my career. And, you know, I think in a sense, now that there's punishment involved, and you saw what the Houston Astros did, I mean, I get the players are mad, but the way he punished the organization, I mean, they lost what? The first second round pick for what?
2 years in
for
a row.
2 years. Yeah. 2 years in a row. Their GM got fired and their manager got fired. Like,
and your manager.
Yeah,
Carlos.
So you're telling me that, like, if a coach sees this, he's not going to say something? He's going to lose his job if it comes out? He's going to say something. You think if an organization does it, they're not going to say something? They're going to say something.
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it earlier when you talked about the game wanted analytics in the game, and so we ramped everything up. We brought different personnel into front offices in the entire league, and now suddenly it's coming back to haunt them somewhat, and they don't know really how to handle it. It was great sitting down and talking with you. I know we've used up an awful lot of your time. And you have to go look at video, right?
Before they take it away.
JD, have a great season.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. JD Martinez right here on OML.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.